Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we begin our travels around the world, unveiling for the first time ever archaeological, cultural, and even spiritual evidence of the existence of fallen angels and giants here on the earth. We're almost at the 90-day mark of our Meeting the Mission dollar-for-dollar match. We're asking you to help us meet the $1 million goal. So many people from all over North America have responded. Your gift is being doubled right now. You can have an eternal impact with your financial support. Would you please give today? 1-800-652-1144 is the number to call, or you can give at our website, supportswrc.com. Thank you for helping us meet the mission of proclaiming the truth that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Angels and giants here on earth? Beings whose allegorical, historical, and even physical handprints have remained purposely hidden behind the veil by wicked anti-God evildoers. To help us pull back that curtain on the mystery, here is our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, and today's guest, Rudy Landa.
This show and the next are going to be some of the most unusual but fully informational shows that we have ever had. I really, really believe that. You know, I've been with Southwest Radio Church for almost 25 years, and I feel eminently qualified to make that kind of a statement. This is a tremendous docuseries. We are offering the docuseries. It's titled Angels and Giants, The Watchers and the Nephilim. The docuseries was filmed across five continents. That includes 4 one-hour episodes on DVD. This is massive. The man who produced and directed the series, Rudy Landa, is on the phone with me. Rudy, thank you so much, wow, for your years and years of work and your willingness to share this material.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and praise the Lord for the opportunities to be able to take on such endeavors.
You know, as I think of this series, it's compelling, it's exhaustive, and I want to read a statement by Joe Horn of Skywatch TV. He calls the series, quote, the de facto most complete and massive body of work on this subject of biblical giants I have ever seen, close quotes. And, you know, the liberals laugh at the important truths we find in Genesis 6. Many conservative Christians take a Sethite view, the naturalistic view. I used to hold that view several years ago. I've changed my mind. I think the evidence is overwhelming, and that truth won't go away. So, Rudy, why is the story of the Watchers and the Nephilim still very relevant to the modern day?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, thank you so much for such a wonderful introduction. And Joe Horn, the Horn family in general, they're very, very kind and have been very, very encouraging along the process. But to answer the question, for some reason, when we read over that scripture in Genesis, or, you know, the accounts of it, they're very brief, you know, in the Bible, in the book of Genesis. And so people kind of tend to speed bump over them, you know, just kind of tend to read them and move right over them. But once you start diving into the subject matter, you realize that by and large, it is the foundation for the spiritual war that has raged all through history and very much still rages to this very day. You know, the characters that, you know, are established early on, the declaration of war between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent are established early on. The declaration of war, that war has never gone away, even though it was, you know, won at the resurrection of Jesus. But that war still very much rages, and it's got, you know, new names and new characters and new faces, and, you know, what looked one way 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, and now looks like the New Age movement and things. Yes. that have become owners of pop culture, if you will, you know.
Yeah. Well, certainly, you're absolutely right. The wars of antiquity were fought by humans, but also by unseen principalities. I really believe that there's a cosmic battle. in the visible realm, but the wars are energized by beings and activities in the invisible realm. I think we see that today, and I think if we take Ephesians 6:12 and transport it back into Genesis 6, and why shouldn't we do that?
Right.
The view that we're talking about and that we support is the correct view.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like you said, the powers and principalities of the air, all of this is very much spelled out, you know, in the Bible. And as I said before, as time goes on, you know, the players are given new names, are given new, new visuals, if you will, or they're called different things, but they're still very much the same thing.
Right. Well, in seminary, and after, I did believe that the union of the godly Sethites and the ungodly Cainites, that's what this is all speaking about. Then I changed my mind, and I want to share just a little bit. I've been around for 25 years, and I think most of my listeners know me and give some credence to my words. But firstly, you know, the sons of God are angels, according to Job 38:7. And then why did the union of humans produce giants? That doesn't happen. Okay, so it's got to be something more than just humans. And furthermore, why did the union of humans so anger God that there was a worldwide flood? I mean, you usually have, you know, lots of godly people marrying ungodly people, but we don't have the destruction of the world. So this is something special. And furthermore, you know, I found that the Sethite view assumes that all the Sethites were godly. That's an assumption. And my father-in-law, I loved the man. He said, you know, when you assume, you become what the first three words of assume spell, A-S-S. So, I really believe in biblical exegesis. I'm strong on that. And I think the exegesis of the Genesis 6, a couple other passages as well, like Deuteronomy chapter 3 and so forth, support what you're talking about. And I think all of the remains, the material remains, the serpentine mounds in different parts of the world, my, you've got some tremendous footage on that. So convincing with the head of the serpent. If you look down from a drone, you can see this huge pile of rocks, very long, serpentine, with a mouth and with an egg out before it. Now that's, when I think of Genesis 6, certainly, it all falls together.
It really does. It really does. And we were very blessed to have people like L.A. Marzulli on, who, you know, his work needs no introduction, and his insight on the film is just absolutely priceless. But yes, you're absolutely right. The visuals are there. There's congruency to all of it all around the world. The attempt to destroy life, to undo God's perfect creation, to undo God's perfect will, and it's obviously futile. But there's proof of it, and it's like, again, it's not something that we find, you know, anecdotally and, you know, the Holy Land, or, you know, this is around the world. You know, right. the breadcrumbs, the trails, the proof of all these things are literally a worldwide thing. You have to know where to find them and where to look for them, but you will find them.
Right, right. And I think one of the criticisms I have of seminary, and now I'm not against seminaries, and I think they're very important, okay? I used to teach in one in Fort Worth, Texas. So what I'm going to say is that doesn't mean that I don't like seminary. However, seminaries generally take kind of a naturalistic view. And I look at the Bible, I see the Bible as being supernatural in every way. I mean, for example, what's going on in the world today? What's going on in America? What's going on in Washington, D.C.? This is supernatural. We're not fighting people. We're fighting principalities and powers. And I think they're hovering right over Washington and Beijing and Moscow. And so
absolutely.
You know, I mean, I think it's very obvious to me.
And I dare say that the closer that we get to the return of the Lord, to the end times,
yes,
that the more the characters shape-shift and become anything that they need to become, whether it be heads of state, whether it, you know, or at least the influence of them over heads of states and leaders, and you know, all the way to to the craziness that we're starting to see that they can't hide anymore, of extraterrestrials and UFOs and all of these things. At the end of the day, with the simple plan, in the same way that the Apostle Paul said, "I've become all things to win a few." In the same manner, it seems like the enemy is becoming all things to deceive as many as possible. So, you know, we're seeing all of these things. And you're absolutely right. In these crazy times that we're living in, we are still seeing the same cast of characters. But again, they have no problem in changing clothes to play a different part, you know.
I have a seminary friend of many years ago, a missionary in India. And he said, when he spoke to some of the Indian pastors, he said they were kind of unhappy with American missionaries because American missionaries are a secularizing influence. Can you imagine? A secularizing influence. Well, I believe it. You know, the Indians and the church in so many parts of the world, Africa, Pakistan, I was blessed with the starting a church and a Christian school in Pakistan and all. They have their eyes open to the unseen realm. And I think we can learn so much from our brothers and sisters in Christ in Africa, China, India, and everywhere. So this is an important word. Well, friends, our guest is Rudy Landa. He is the producer and director of the documentary series Angels and Giants, The Watchers and the Nephilim. This is 4 hours of video that you can view. You can watch it personally, or you can invite your friends over at church Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, a series of evenings. It's a tremendous, tremendous learning tool. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. Let's return to our discussion with our guest, Rudy Landa. Now, Rudy, how does one go about undertaking the logistics of a project as big as this one? And this is a big one. So tell us about that.
Well, specifically on this one, the birthing of it came about as a result of a creative meeting between the CEO of AnswerQuest, our company, upon completion of a previous project on the end times, on the return of the Lord, and he said, you know, what's next? You know, we were worn out and tired, and he was half joking, he said, what's next? Well, he had just read a book by Doug Van Dorn, who was one of our guests on the program, on the Nephilim and all of these things that we're talking about. And so when the project was approved and green-lighted, it starts with a lot of reading. You know, as you and I were talking before the broadcast, you know, I am not an archaeologist. I am a producer. I'm a television producer. And my job is to immerse myself so much in the subject matter that I know who to ask and what to ask, you know, and then put together a report in the form of a docuseries to bring to the viewer. So in undertaking it, there's a lot of study, a lot of studying, a lot of asking questions, months, you know, and still along the way, it's a continuous process of learning. So a lot of that, a lot of work, a lot of traveling in this particular one. As you can see, we pretty much hit just about every continent on the planet, And so it's a massive, massive undertaking, but also a lot of support from a lot of really, from a very dedicated team of professionals, you know.
Yeah, I think that's all very true. And as I'm, you know, thinking about this series, 4 hours, I think of two things, and I think you guys have really shown it. Number one, we need vision, and you guys have had it. I mean, you have the vision to take an undertaking of this sort. Then secondly, I'm really impressed with the fact that it's true for many ministries, even our ministry here at Southwest Radio Church. We've been doing this for 90 years. Can you believe it? 90 years. But anyhow, I haven't been here all that while. But the second thing is that there is now a union of different disciplines all working together for the glory of God. I'm pretty happy with that. You know, that in the old days, you know, we were on the radio. All you needed was a typewriter, and that was it. But now to have quality material, this is what's involved. And you know, sometimes we ask our supporters for money. What do you need money for? Well, this, you know, we're not putting it in our pockets, but this is something we need to provide to the Christian community and to the non-Christian community. If they want to learn about it, we want to
provide. Money is a tool.
Yep.
Money is a tool. The world, the secular world, the secular industry is not afraid to use it.
Yes.
And the secular industry is very much in the business of ministering.
Yes.
Their own agenda,
yep.
Their own worldview. And like I said, if as believers we don't take the same approach, we can't complain about the state of the world and how secularized it's become.
Right. You know? And certainly boldness, the need of vision. So many times, you know, it used to be in America when I think of the Black Robe Regiment. Pastors and Christians got involved in political issues. But today, oh, that's political. You can't talk about it. Well, it's not political. It's moral. Some of the things that are going on today in America are absolutely ungodly and wicked, and they need to be condemned, first of all, from the pulpit. We've come so far in the wrong direction, but you're absolutely right. High-quality production like this video, it's tremendous. I mean, I didn't see 2 hours of it or 4 hours of it, but I looked at spots of it, and it is absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, well let's talk a little bit more about the supernatural, because I know all through this film, you put a big emphasis on the supernatural. So talk to us a little bit more about that.
Well, it's amazing when you come to the full understanding of just what a constant war for the souls of men there is at every given moment, constantly in the spiritual realm. And, you know, the Bible says it obviously, but when it starts to become evident, when you start to go to these different places, and again, the word congruence and congruency have been kind of the theme of this project for us, because we start to see how what you see in one place reinforces what you saw in a different place, and the narrative starts to become defined. And so so when you start realizing that the pure existence, I mean, I would venture to say 100% of what happens in the spiritual realm is a war for the souls of mankind. You know, if it was important enough for the Son of the Creator of the universe to give up his life to live as a man, then we can't be all that surprised just how much there is in the spiritual realm around the same issue, around the same thing. And it really starts to cast a new light into what the true meaning of "for God so loved the world" really means.
Amen.
You know, that he did love us that much, that there is, that the existence of the spiritual realm is an existence of war. It's an existence of battling for the souls of mankind. So so when we start to see things like, in the modern age, things like the New Age movement, right?
Yes.
Things that are portals and openings or gateways, I should say. Not necessarily like we think of portals, and we touch on those too on the film, actual, you know, archaeological
yes.
portals and whatnot. But from an ideological standpoint, when you start to see that things like the New Age movement
yeah.
and everything that they leave their influence on does become a sort of gateway, it never points to the cross. It points in the other direction.
Yeah.
And humanism and transhumanism and all of these things that have actually gotten a foothold in the acceptable lexicon, to the acceptable paradigm
yes.
of pop culture, of it's hip to be into the New Age beliefs. It's hip to believe in things like, you know, meditation and karma and all these pagan teachings. And the sad thing is they've made their way into the church,
yes.
you know, and and our leadership has allowed it. And I am a fan of the church. I'm a fan of the body of Christ. So it's not, I don't say that with any ill will, but it's an unfortunate thing that our leaders have failed us. And I would call them to, you know, I'm not in the business of rebuking, but I definitely would exhort that all of us learn to see these things, these gateways that the enemy has capitalized on and insist on using and deceiving people, even the elect, you know?
Yes. Wow. Well, that's so true. Recently, I heard an interview between James Dobson. Now, the interview was several years ago. And Pat Robertson, and he said, James Dobson asked Pat, he said, you know, what about revival? And Pat was talking about there is revival in different parts of the world. And Pat said, what about America? Well, it's kind of slow here in America. And Pat Robertson said, the reason is that in other parts of the world, whether it's India or Africa or wherever, people realize that this is a spiritual battle. We have lost that in America. We just play church. We talk about the Holy Spirit. We talk about demons and the devil and all that kind of stuff. Do we really believe it? And as a matter of fact, we don't. So, Rudy, we're just about out of time for this program. Wow, I'm enjoying this immensely. Thank you so much. And friends, tune in for our next broadcast. Rudy Landa will be back with us. You can have this video series for your own viewing, 4 hours, by calling 1-800-652-1144.
We have more from Rudy Landa on our next program. Today, we have Rudy's complete 4-part docuseries entitled Angels and Giants, The Watchers and the Nephilim. This groundbreaking new series travels the world and unveils for the first time ever cultural, archaeological, and even spiritual evidence of the existence of fallen angels and giants here on Earth. Beings whose allegorical, historical, and even physical handprints have remained purposely hidden behind the veil. Learn all the exciting details when you order Angels and Giants, The Watchers and the Nephilim DVD series today. Call 1-800-652-1144 and place your order. That's 1-800-652-1144, or you can order at our website, swrc.com. Two exciting conferences are left on our 2023 schedule. With all the details, here's Josh Davis and Greg Patton.
This is Greg Patton and Josh Davis, staff evangelist for Southwest Radio Church Ministries, kind of catching up on the remainder of the year and meetings that we have coming up.
Yeah, Brother Greg, it's wonderful to be with you, and I'm looking forward to being with you again in person at some of our upcoming conferences. We have two conferences left in this year, 2023. We invite everyone in the Des Moines, Iowa region to come join us for a one-day conference. It's going to be Saturday, September the 30th. At the Des Moines, Iowa Embassy Suites downtown. The cost is $10 in advance or $15 at the door. And we'll hear from Michael Hoggard, Larry Stamm, Micah Van Hus, and myself will get to be there. And again, that's on Saturday, September 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. It'll be a wonderful conference. We're looking forward to this. And so we encourage you to sign up for it today. And we are certainly looking forward to being there. And then our big conference of the year is a 3-day conference coming up at the end of October. It's October 26th, 27th, and 28th in Columbus, Ohio. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all day, and we'll have wonderful sessions, a lot of great resources, and a lot of great fellowship. We've got a dozen speakers scheduled to be there with us October 26th through the 28th in Columbus, Ohio. That's going to take place at the Embassy Suites at the Columbus Airport, and they have given us a special rate for those who'd be traveling from out of town that would like to stay there where the conference will be held in one of their conference rooms. And headlining this for us is Jonathan Kahn, no stranger to this program, and many of you have purchased his resources, so he'll be there, and you can hear him in person and have the opportunity to talk with him as well. Also, William Federer will be there, Doug Stauffer, Mac Dominic, Donald Perkins, Lonnie Shipman, Dr. Kenneth Hill, Dr. Larry Spargimino, the host of this Watchman on the Wall radio program, and Brother Greg Patton, whom I'm talking to, Larry Stamm, Micah Van Hus, and myself. And the cost for this three-day conference is $50. And again, that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, October 26th through the 28th. Pastor Greg, let me ask you a question. What are some of the things that you enjoy the most about going to these conferences?
The people you meet throughout the country. It has been exciting. I'm always excited to be with the Southwest Radio Church team, and I learn something from all of you as you speak. But yeah, just meeting people, I think, getting to know them and fellowshipping, it's a very good time for all of us. I think you would agree with that, Josh.
Absolutely, I do. I think that's one of the great hallmarks of these conferences is getting to go face-to-face with people, to have interaction, to have fellowship, to answer questions that people have. Oftentimes in the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, it's hard to get a question answered. But at the conferences, we can have time to sit down and have those conversations one-on-one with people. And it's a wonderful time of fellowship. I've talked to many Christian people who say, man, I just feel so alone. I feel so isolated. I feel like nobody around understands me, understands my perspective on things. That's why these conferences are so great, because you get together with like-minded believers who are hungry to know the Lord, hungry to grow in His Word. And so I think it's crucial to realize that we're not alone, that we are in this thing together, and these conferences are a great encouragement to that end. Everywhere we go, we hear that same encouraging message from people that, man, I really needed this. I needed to be here for this. Pastor Greg, would you mind letting people know how that they can sign up for these conferences?
Call 1-800-652-1144, or you can go online, swrc.com. Just go to the tab Events and find out what's happening and where.
Today, the complete four-part docuseries, Angels and Giants, The Watchers and the Nephilim, is available. This groundbreaking new series travels the world and unveils, for the first time ever, archaeological, cultural, and even spiritual evidence of the existence of fallen angels and giants here on Earth. The series features interviews with experts on the subject, including Douglas Van Dorn, Tom Horn, Dr. Robert Putnam, pastor and author Carl Gallups, Nephilim researcher and author L.A. Marzulli. Learn all the exciting details of these giants and watchers when you order Angels and Giants, The Watchers and the Nephilim today. Call 1-800-652-1144 and place your order. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order at our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, more exciting insight into the world of the angels and giants, the watchers, and the Nephilim. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for over 90 years by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.